Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on January 31st, the 15th day of the general session of the 67th legislature. This morning we finished hearing the budget bill in Committee of the Whole and will start working through amendments on second reading tomorrow. We spent the afternoon hearing bills in Committee of the Whole. I will highlight three bills. House Bill 128, Voyeurism Within Enclosed Spaces. This bill was heard and passed the Committee of the Whole today. This is a cleanup bill. Currently, a voyeur can only be charged if they are looking into an area where a person has a reasonable expectation of privacy. This bill adds the language, or within an area. We heard testimony that an example where the new language could be helpful is in places like locker rooms. This bill idea was brought by Sublette's county attorney, and I drafted and voted for this bill. House Bill 121, Property Tax Deferral Program Amendments. I have heard the concern over rising property taxes. This bill would provide relief for some who are struggling with paying their property tax. This bill amends a current property tax deferral program that counties can administer, but to date, only Teton County has adopted rules to use the program. This bill would move program administration to the Department of Revenue, open it up for taxpayers in all 23 counties, and the state versus the county would then hold the lien. A taxpayer would qualify for the deferment program if they demonstrate a limited income that is at or below 250% of the federal poverty line, a person is over the age of 62, a person with a disability as determined by the Social Security Administration, a person purchased the property at least 10 years before the beginning of the tax year, or a person is a disabled veteran. While this program does not solve the property tax problem alone, it is another tool taxpayers have to access relief, and I am leaning towards supporting this bill. House Bill 99, Property Tax Refund Program. This bill would provide a tax refund to a homeowner whose income does not exceed 125% of the median gross income of the applicant's county of residence or state. This bill broadens an existing property tax refund program for low-income homeowners. This bill is very limited property tax relief, but I supported it because it is a piece of the puzzle. I believe more property tax relief bills will be heard soon. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.